Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. This is your host, Brian Thomas, calling over as usual from our studios here on www.goforgold.lk. I'm also joined by my chirpy host in Lucky Pérez as we bring to you all that you need to know about the sporting world. But let me be very honest, yesterday had been a day of slumber as far as cricket is concerned. But what's the feature is today's Bradby Shield, the second leg, the 80th encounter of the blue ribbon of schools rugby played between two of the finest institutions in Sri Lanka, namely Royal and Trinity. Kickoff scheduled at Palakkale, 4:15 local time. There'll be a huge crowd as anticipated at the Palakkale Stadium. And the organizers have even told all of us they're expecting millions of viewers around the world because this is a feature of a game. Right, I've been talking to a great player who did play for Trinity in the late 70s and very early 80s. He was the fly-off, Sumedha Ratwatte, who hails from a Ratwatte family. Most Trinitians who've been playing this game for long periods of time. And he's now resident in the United States of America. And I did ask him as to what he thought of the game today. Well, what he did make mention was that no doubt Trinity will go in as favorites. They also have a cushion of 23 points, which is pretty big when it comes to a Bradby. But he quickly noted, fine, it's a talented, unbeaten team. Double crown champions, they won the president's knockout unbeaten, they won the league unbeaten, and they've also been far superior than most of the other teams that played both in the president's and the league tournament, because tactically Trinity is powerful, he said, and they have wonderful players who can just turn the game on its head, even take them out and win from the jaws of defeat. And they've also beaten Royal thrice on the trot. But the big question is the pressure factor. And that's a strong point that he shared with us. Sumedha says that when you have crowd and media hype, when you are favorites, because he has played this game before, he has played in the Bradby, and he says that does take a toll. And he said, Royal have nothing to lose. And when you are playing against an opponent who has nothing to lose, lots of things can change. And he says, for Royal, winning this game, they'll be knighted because no one expects them to win. But as far as Trinity is concerned, everyone will want them to win. So the additional pressure is on the Trinity camp and not on the Royal camp. So Royal can just come out, you know, play freely, unlike the Trinitians. And when you do have pressure, he clearly stated that you can make mistakes. We're all human. They're schoolboys. They are professionals, but they can make mistakes. So he said it's going to be quite an even Stevens equation from his viewpoint, taking the game and the circumstances into consideration. Thank you very much indeed, Sumedha, for sharing that with us. And I thought those are pertinent points that we'd like to note down. So the game would be even Stevens, anybody's game, despite the fact that Trinity will come out wearing their red, gold and blue jerseys as favourites. Right, so that's the main feature, the Bradby Shield. All roads will now lead to Palakkale. Let's take a look at what's happening in the cricketing world. Sri Lanka women will play against Pakistan in their second ODI at Hambantota. And then Zimbabwe take on India in their second T20 game at Harare. And let's go down to Dumbulla because the Gaul Gallants will take on Kandy Royals in the Lankan Premier League. That's in Dumbulla, correction. And Pakistan played their first test against the West Indies at the Brian Lara Stadium. So those are the cricket matches that's coming up. All this will be featured on our podcast tomorrow. And I assure you, our feature will be tomorrow. The results of the second leg of the Bradby Shield. And hopefully we'll have comments from some fantastic rugby players of the past. I've already spoken to Shane Dullaba, the Trinitian, who is arranging that for us on our podcast. Thanks for being in our company. I'm going to wrap it all up by stating, have a blessed day. Spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.